Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
First John is just a little pulse reading right here. We're going to take your pulse, check your blood pressure out. Look at verse 6. We're going to go down through here. We're just taking your pulse right now. "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." You see that? You see what's working? Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Spirit of truth leads you to Jesus. Spirit of error leads you away from him. The spirit of error will also cause you not to walk in love. Notice here the context is the love walk. So when you're walking in the spirit of error, that means you're not walking in love. So anytime you step out of love, you have stepped over into a spirit of error. "Beloved, let us love one another." See that? "For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love." So if you don't walk in love, you really don't know God. You really don't know him. If you haven't learned how to walk in love yet, you really don't know him yet. You just know of him. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us." Here's the demonstration again. "Because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." That's the atoning sacrifice. He sent Jesus to be the atonement for our sins. Amen. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us." Another word for dwell there is live. "God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us." So the love of God is brought to maturity in your life as you practice love, as you practice loving others, as you exercise love toward other people. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Said the love of God and be perfected in you. Two ways the love of God is perfected in you. One way is by obedience to the word. When you obey the word, then you're being perfected in love. And when you practice love, you're being perfected in love. Hallelujah. Verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God." I can live in God. God live in me, I live in him. In him I live and move and have my being. I'm in him, he's in me. Amen. That's a miracle. That the creator, big as he is, heaven's his throne, earth is his footstool, but yet he has the ability to come live in me, to share my life. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. I mean, God's so big and so awesome that he could become so small as to dwell in me and not lose any of his essence of who he is. You see, it's not demeaning to him to live in us. Hallelujah. That's how much he loved us. He told me, he said, "I came down to your level." He did. He humbled himself, became a man. He came down to our level because we couldn't come up to his. Because man cannot change his own spiritual DNA. Man. Only God can do it. Only God can change the spiritual DNA of a man to make a child of the devil into a child of God. Yeah. Ain't no amount of education, ain't no amount of money. Ain't no amount of psychology can change the nature of a man. Only the power of God. Only the love and the power of God can change a person from a child of the devil into a child of God. Man can't do it for himself. Don't care how he educate and prop himself up. Amen. Ooh, that's good. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwells in God, and God in him. Notice here, verse 16 is a key scripture. We have known. That means we have experienced. We have had intimate knowledge of God. And we have believed in the love of God. Some people, when the love of God rises up in them, they don't trust in the love of God. They trust in their flesh. Some people trust in the flesh more than they trust in the love of God. Because the love of God will at times will appear weak and defeated. You see, Jesus, it was nothing but love had him hanging on the cross. And what did he look like? He looked whipped, defeated, conquered, and overcome. Right? They laughed at him. They made fun of him. They criticized him. They ridiculed him. They say, if you're the Son of God, come down. Look, he saved others, but himself he can't save. Oh, I'm going to tell you, they messed with him bad while he was hanging there because he looked like he had been beaten. He looked like he had been defeated. Love looked very weak at that time. But even from the cross, the strength of God was in Jesus. Because Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I'm not holding it against them, Lord. Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing. There was so much strength exerted on that cross because it was in that moment that Jesus was taking all our sin, taking our sickness, taking our curse, taking our poverty, taking our bondage, taking everything that was wrong with us. I'm going to tell you, it took a strong man to do that. Amen. To take all of that suffering and that pain and to be isolated from the Father that he had never been isolated from when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? I'm going to tell you, God turned his face from Jesus because Jesus became sin and his fellowship with the Father was broken and he felt all alone and isolated. He felt what you and I feel. Because of sin. But thank God, God was demonstrating his love. And then he demonstrated his power on the third day when he got Jesus up out of that grave. And that power raised Jesus from the dead. And Jesus said that death have no more dominion over me. I'll never die again. In fact, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of death and hell. I'm going to tell you, there ain't nobody like Jesus. There ain't nobody his match. There's nobody his equal. There's nobody that even come close. Muhammad don't even come close to the Lord. Buddha don't even come close. Howdy Krishna don't even come close. Mr. Moon don't even come close. The Virgin Mary don't even come close. Hallelujah. So we see the love of God. We have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who love God love his brother also. So you see, we're commanded to love each other. Amen. Love is not an option. And so this love God has placed in our heart. You say, Pastor, how am I going to walk in that kind of love? How can I love somebody like God loved them? I'm going to tell you the reason why you can do it is because God took the very same love that he have in him, and he made a deposit of that love in you. And that love can grow, and that love can increase. Amen. Sometimes we don't trust in the love. That love is in you, but you don't trust in that love and you never develop it because you're so comfortable trusting in the flesh and handling things in the flesh. Let me tell you about the time I handled something in the flesh. I had a man who messed my flower bed up. The man guaranteed me, say, the way I'm doing your flower bed, I'm putting chemicals in there. And look, you ain't going to have no grass in this flower bed. And he say, if you get any grass in this flower bed, you call me and I'll come pull all the grass out. It wasn't 2 weeks. I had more grass than flowers. So I called this man and kept setting up an appointment. He said, Mr. Hatter, I'll be there in 30 minutes. I ain't far from you. I'll be right over. So me and CeCe sat around. We wait 30 minutes, an hour, hour and a half. Said, the man ain't come. I call him back the next day. Oh, Mr. Hatter, I'll be over there. You know, I had something come up yesterday. I'll be over there in an hour. Just give me an hour to get there. I'll wait an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Man don't show up. Call him again. Oh, Mr. Hatter, I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow come, man don't show up. Man didn't never come back to my house. So guess what happened? I was coming home one day, and I saw him two houses down, standing in the yard talking to my neighbor about his flower bed. I said, uh-oh, no. I'm going to tell you, I ain't even slowed the car down going up in the driveway. I said, there he is right there. That's him. I said, I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And boy, I got out of the car, slammed the door, didn't even go in the house. I headed across my neighbor, didn't even go in the street. Just walked across my neighbor's front yard, making a beeline for him. And the Holy Ghost saying, stop, wait, hold up. Don't do it, Greg. Stop, Greg, stop. I said, get back, I got this one. Get out of the way, I got this one. I didn't listen. And I went over there and I gave that man a piece of my mind. And then I told my neighbor, I said, if I was you, I wouldn't do no business with this man right here. Then I turned around, didn't even speak to neither one of them. Turned around and headed back. And when I headed back, the Holy Ghost waiting on me. He said, I told you not to go over there. I had pulled off my love garments. When I seen him, love came flying off. Holy Ghost saying, wait a minute, love. No love today. Then when I came back across the yard, guess what? Holy Ghost standing there like this here. You gonna go back in the house, you gonna have to put this back on. I said, okay, Lord. What I got to do now? You need to apologize to both of them. Lord, apologize? That's talking about humility.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.